If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the main messages of the Gospel of Matthew is comparing Jesus with Moses. Let me give you a few examples. And this is far from exhausting these parallels. Both Moses and Jesus were babies who had to be protected from political powers of their day. Moses from Pharaoh, and Jesus from King Herod. That was our first reading today from Exodus chapter 3. Moses fasted for 40 days and nights before receiving the law on Mount Sinai. And Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before giving the new law in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Moses parted the sea while Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. Moses gave the people manna to eat in the desert, and Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fishes to feed the hungry people. And the highlight of this parallel, of this holy dynamic duo, is the Passover. Moses institutes the first Passover by shedding the blood of the lamb to save the people from slavery in Egypt. And Jesus fulfills the Passover by being the Lamb of God, whose blood was shed to save us from our sins. More examples could be multiplied like the loaves and the fishes. If you listen carefully to the readings at daily Mass for the next 3 weeks, we will hear from both the book of Exodus that talks about Moses and the Gospel of Matthew comparing Moses to Jesus, hammering home the parallel between Moses and our Lord. Why was Matthew on a mission to show this close connection between Moses and Christ? Well, because no one in the history of Israel carried as much authority as Moses did. And so Matthew wants his readers, you and me, to approach Jesus with the same awe, appreciation, and amazement that they would have had for Moses. Put in modern parlance, imagine all the respect and the reverence we have for figures like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Albert Einstein, Michelangelo, Shakespeare, Beethoven, maybe even Justin Bieber. All of that rolled up into one person. And that is how the Jews looked at Moses. He was the original rock star. And Matthew's point is that Jesus is not only like Moses, he is even more than Moses. Can you see why Matthew is at pains to create this parallel? No one in the Old Testament was as close to God as Moses, except maybe Adam and Eve before the fall. And now we have someone who is not only close to God, he is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. Matthew could find no better earthly example of a person who paralleled Christ, and so he used Moses. Indeed, Moses himself suggests this comparison when he said in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you among your own kindred. That is the one to whom you shall listen." In other words, even before Matthew made the comparison between Moses and Jesus, Moses made the comparison between Moses and Jesus. Okay, what does this mean for us today? Well, that Jesus, who is much more than Moses, is precisely who we receive in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion. You know, sometimes we can treat Holy Communion as something commonplace, a little too casual. But when we remember this mosaic background of the Mass, the manna in the desert, the lamb's blood of the Passover, the man who spoke to God face to face and whose own face glowed with God's own glory, all of that, and even more than Moses, is what we approach at Holy Communion. And that, my friends, is why the Church teaches we should not miss Mass on Sunday. That is why the Church insists we confess mortal sins before receiving communion. That is why the Church requires an annulment for those who are divorced and remarried before they receive communion. That is why the Church prohibits non-Catholics from coming to communion. That is why we kneel at the consecration at Mass. And that is why some Catholics prefer to receive Jesus on their tongue instead of in their hands. Why do we do all this? Well, because here at the Mass, we meet the one who is more than Moses. And that is why Holy Communion should be anything but commonplace. Praised be Jesus Christ.